Blog Talk Radio.
Better yet, a gentleman who rolls on something nice and stays with the Benjamin. You know the type that owns a couple businesses, stays to himself cause he knows what business is. I like the glare in your eyes, I like the size of your thighs, and yeah, I'm making you smile, I know you like that. Here and there, surprise, I brighten up your whole life, I'm still making you smile, see you a light black. I'll take you places you ain't never been, take you to the mall, get clothes you look better in. Girl, you would never spin, and we can do it real trashy or classy or elegant.
I know just what you want.
I can tell your plans ain't right. Look, I can tell your stands ain't right. You stressing and wildin', baby, you know it's true. I got a cloud on them niggas that's trying to get at you. And in the midst of them niggas, you see a real one. Just sit your name, my number, I'm done. Call me on the cell round 3. Truth told, ain't no telling where I'll be. Hopefully you close to me. If not, it's nothing to a boss. Baby, you gon' pay the cost. Ride with the kid in false. Telling all your friends that I'm hot. Showing off to them what I'm hot. Saying I'm a trick, but I'm not. You gotta have Gucci, never ride with a hoochie. Real low under the hoops, we made out. This home girl know the bed getting played out. We can talk it out, see what these flying sparks about. If you ready, hop in, let's move. I'll show you what it was like before Stella lost the groove. Nobody me and you. I guess when a hood nigga find love, this is what he do. When you ready, all you gotta do is call. What's nothing, get at me. I'm always in the
sun. I know just what you want. I know just what you need. If you wanna come get at me, if you wanna come get at me.
Good morning and welcome to the Mosaic Show with your host, Lady Flava. I am so very excited today for, we are having an amazing special guest on our show, Mr. Giorgio Brown from Cool Out Network. I'm hoping that possibly some of his colleagues or friends will also be calling in and joining us during this show. I know that Giorgio and Christine are in the chat room right now. The track that you were just listening to is by one of the artists that is affiliated with Giorgio Brown and Cool Out Network. That was Dee Black. And I'm sorry, I'm just drawing a blank here. Sorry, Dee Black and his track Get At Me. My co-host, L.A., is not going to be able to join us today. His wife's grandmother is dying and may pass at any moment, so he is with his wife and family. So big shout-outs to Kim Johnson and her family. Much love, and big mama Flava hugs to you and yours, okay, baby girl? So anyway, with that said, as I wait for Giorgio and friends to call in, let me get to some of the tracks that Giorgio sent me, and so you can get a taste of the artists that he is connected with.
your power. Pour that feeling in your pocket. Every hour to a day, loving your magnetism, I can't pull you away. From the very first glance to the very last greeting, I can't get enough. Tell me when's our next meeting, you make me feel whole, so complete and all four. That good feeling is healing to hit your soul. So bring it to me, I'm waiting to inhale. Sun beaming on my face as my mindset set. Been inspired by your presence, changing my mind. Alter my mood, back to the Instagram. Keep me so up, I just shine on everything. Like a crystal to a ball, like a diamond to a ring. Time is what you make of it, we all know. So it's time for me to kick back and pose a flow. Never lack bringing heat, all it takes is desire. Get back to the streets, keep elevating higher. To the fact, I ain't make it on my own, so I gotta get back. From the past to the present, every person on the scene, on the sidelines of those prepping on the scene. Yeah, I mean, that's what it do, cause without them, there wouldn't be you know who. No more wishing upon the star, just a lot more faith in who we are. Cause life without love is like Christmas with no gifts, no feelings, no emotions, no time to reminisce. And I miss my childhood regret now. I don't give a what y'all say, I'ma take mine. Sunshine provided me with rays that brighten the darkest hours, light up my bad days. Across the globe for the preachers and teachers that leading us to the right. Hoping that one day we'll all see the light for the summertime. Thank God for sunshine, for brightening my life, for giving me peace of mind. Just for all that love themselves, take pride in what they do. The ones that sprinkle game, lace up 10 and shoot. Just for my father, my mother, my sisters, my wife, and little Ben and Leon who brought no meaning to life. Just for all my brothers, my vandals, my sisters too. Serenine, Lil Nick, my nieces and nephews. For all my relatives, here yet to come or pass. RC, sideways, the longevity, the last is for the creator. My peace is with you. Such a feeling and it's healing, let me share with you.
Sunshine on Me by the artist known as Snow. Let me jump into one more track before we bring Giorgio in. I'm going to play Full Circle by Oracle Creed.
Hello.
That was Sunshine on Me by the artist known as Snow.
you spit like that without an accent? What the hell are you even talking about, Jen? That's what I used to hear until I was taught to cheat. My rhyme boom, the goon, the weed, with me. Respect is what we got, the creed was born. I'm born. Well, I ain't spoken when for sure we to conversate with you piglets before the moon hits, before the shroom hits. Intoxicated by nothing more than everybody on the floor when it fits. At the hand of every single selector. Your brain's a delicacy when I am lector. That's my lecture. Sorry, phobia pro. Your little people in my big world glass blow. Over the street like the Johnny River in heat. The coolest things, the breeze is coupe and morphine. Maybe it's just me. I don't think that connecting your circle is possible without me. The aura was pretty, you heard. We got what you need, observe. Maybe it's just me, but I don't think that connecting your circle is possible without me. The aura was pretty, you heard. We got what you need, observe. I've been here before, in another life. They ain't killed me yet, and I ain't dying tonight. Can't you guess what I know? Doesn't take one of physics to calculate. So, back in the day when I was a teenager, thirst for my passion transformed to something major. No stranger to all night in Sam Stevens' basement. KEXP pumping Creed on the station. Or see the track of Holly on the instrumental. Don't get too close, it could get incidental. And I remember back at the Mecca, asking Vitamin D to get a mic checker. A bump, a bump, bump, a bump, two. The parking lot's the arena for cats to battle you. If it wasn't Bishop, I was a son. Didn't have to worry about the suckers today, run. High for the hills, man. Where'd you get them wheels, man? These Cadillacs, bigger left on Genesee. Tryna hit the south end, do it all sideways. Kinda feel like deja vu to me. Maybe it's just me, but I don't think it connects. The struggle is possible without me. The Oracle's crew, you heard. We got what you need, sir. Maybe it's just me, but I don't think the connecting the circle is possible without me. The Oracle's creed, you heard. We got what you need, sir. I moonlight at sleep when the moon's right. The who's who of the new school, I don't abuse my. So there you go for those who don't know me. RC's with OD, it's with OC. That cold heat that awoke things up, tomorrow's approaching. That snow won't get broken, cause we're keeping it open. Like a bodega that go get a gold digging. It's got me thinking, it's still tricking. Even if you got it, consumerism robotic. You're making big plans just to be microscopic. I keep dropping that creep stuff in the beat. Not your rap, lead off to the beat stop. To catch copycat, but I wore my party hat. We didn't come here to fight.
That stardust in the creek somehow.
Maybe it's just me, but I don't think the connecting the circle is possible without me. The Oracle creed, you heard. We got what you need to learn. Maybe it's just me, but I don't think the connecting the circle is possible without me. The Oracle creed, you heard. We got what you need to learn.
We were just listening to Full Circle by Oracle Creed. And with that said, I wanted to say a few words about this man that is going to be our special guest on the show today. I am so very excited and honored to have Giorgio with us today, but I'm so very honored to have met him in person and to be able to sit and have a conversation with him. You know, I didn't realize, I think, what a big deal he is as a man and as an artist, a videographer here in the Pacific Northwest. And he documents the history, but, you know, he helped create the history of the Seattle hip-hop community and urban culture here in my hometown. And so, you know, when I met him and was able to sit and have a conversation and watch what he's doing and to have, you know, the support for Flavor News from Cool Out Network, I'm honored. I can't brag enough about what's taking place here in the Pacific Northwest. Most of the people that listen to the Mosaic Show honestly are on the East Coast. So it's an honor for me to be able to represent and share with all of you out there and across the globe the talents of my hometown. And with that said, Mr. Giorgio Brown, I see you're on the line.
Hey, Flavor, how you doing, girl?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm loving what you're doing. I knew that when I first saw you. I knew you had something real special to give to people. You know, I wasn't around during your coffee shop days, but I heard some good stuff about the shows you used to throw there. But I was happy to have met you, and I knew that you was going to do something to reach a lot more people, like this Blog Talk Radio, man. This is nice.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I guess, you know, we've had conversations, Giorgio, or amongst the circle, and there's so many different ways that we can reach out there and shine the light on some very deserving and needed attention on some of these indie artists and underground artists that we are connected with. You know, the beauty of what you do is you create a visual story, you know, an audio story for us to be able to watch and hear. And I go back time and time again, you know, to your Vimeo and to your YouTube and watch them because it excites me. Hip-hop is something new to me, and I believe that I told you that before. You know, so it's kind of cool because I'm starting at ground zero in a sense, you know, with my education and understanding. So I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Sometimes it's not okay. It's okay to be at ground zero because then you just only way to go is up. You're just learning new things and being exposed to a lot of interesting people, a lot of talented people. And, you know, you're helping a town that I think really deserves a national spotlight and attention. You're giving it a stage. You know, that's real good of you doing that. Cool Out was a stage, too. When I first created it back in 91, I just was, like, mad impressed by the people that I was seeing up here and the talent of the people in the town. And I was like, these people should see them. People should hear them. I mean, I was a big fan since I first came up here. And the stuff that I've seen and the people that I've met and built nice relationships with, I mean, it's been a good journey for me. Being from New York, I was in the birthplace of hip-hop. I was there in the playgrounds and all that. But then when I came up to Seattle, it was something that I thought that was just fresh about what I saw. And that started the Cool Out Network. Back in 91, we're going to be 19 next Saturday.
Know.
You know that, right?
Isn't that amazing? I know it. That's just so exciting to me that, you know, you've been at this, you know, for such a long time. And so tell me, you know, first, before I ask you the next question, what was it that you did see? Can you define and put it into words what it is that you saw fresh when you first came to Seattle?
Let me see. When I saw fresh, when I first came here, I ended up in Renton, and I saw these cats on the playground, and they were hip-hop, but we up in Washington, man. You got trees and stuff. I mean, there was just a certain freshness. Maybe it was the air I was smelling when I was hearing the hip-hop
okay.
and seeing it, but it was something that just really appealed to me about, you know, the heart and the passion of just these young cats on the playground just spitting. Like hip-hop was in New York or Bronx in the early days. When they came in here, people in Seattle was doing it their way, and that's what I saw. I saw Seattle cats doing it their way.
So do you find that the stories in the pieces are different from the East Coast to the West Coast?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's a different lifestyle up here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, it's not like New York, it's not like L.A. So therefore, there's a different consciousness, and then there's a different, a different passion, different thing that drives people out here to do what they do. So it's different. You know, I like hip-hop in the Pacific Northwest, their lyrical content, their consciousness to world issues and things that's happening, and the musicality of the producers here. I mean, there's something in the air up here, I'm telling you. It must be.
It's funny that you kind of went in that direction because I was going to ask, you know, for you to define Seattle's hip-hop, but I think that you just did that right there. Now, my next question would be, you know, in the 19 years, you know, that you've been doing this, I'm sure that, you know, there have, you know, definitely been you know, blessings that you've experienced. But I'm sure that there have been some struggles that you have also experienced in doing what you do. Not that you need to give names out or anything like that, but just could you kind of share the differences? Because I'm pretty vocal about, you know, what I go through as being the artist cheerleaders, the plus and minuses of what I do. But the reality is I keep doing it no matter how frustrated I may get, because I just it's a passion in me. It just feels like what I'm meant to do. So what are your feelings on that and what you've experienced in the 19 years that you've had Cool Out Network?
Well, as far as the Cool Out Network is concerned, I was doing it from a level of a fan who just wanted to really help the scene. The biggest setback that I've been finding over the last 19 years is, like, we've never been funded by any grants or any kind of, well, we had some sponsors for, like, the real big things, but as far as for the daily runnings and filming and producing of the show, that came from the blood and sweat of people who believed in my vision. And I appreciate everybody who's, like, given me any energy and helped the process of Cool Out grow over the years. But the biggest setback is, like, I know that talent, that there's a lot of talent here. But there's not always the financial means of the artists that they have that they can really afford to pay for certain things. So that becomes a question of doing it from the heart or doing it for the money. I believe in the scene, and I realize, like, I know what the value of what I'm doing, but I just know that the scene needs to be seen and heard, so I give them my heart and I give them my time and of my energy, and I just try to really showcase the positive things that are happening here. So I don't know. Maybe I jumped away from the question itself, but I'm just thinking there's always hard things to get over. And over the last 19 years, I've been finding, like, my biggest thing has been financial, as far as being able to keep the show going. But I believe when there's a will, there's a way, and I believe that there's a will. And we're going to turn to 19 years now for me due diligently filming the scene and putting it on.
Well, I have to agree with you, Giorgio. I think it's amazing what you've done, and I totally understand and appreciate the fact that, you know, lack of finances, you know, gets in the way, you know, and is one of the biggest obstacles when it comes to somebody like, you know, yourself or myself, or, you know, especially the underground indie artists. You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm broke as hell my own self, you know, but I have such a passion for this that I've decided, you know, that I want to create, you know, this Flava News Indie Artist Grant Foundation. So that's, you know, that's why I'm doing, you know, my fundraiser for my birthday and the dollar drive that's taking place right now and all of that, because I want to be able to help provide some kind of financial support, as small or as large as we can get it to be, you know, to help, you know, somebody like yourself or, you know, an artist out there to get, you know, CDs pressed or graphics created or whatever. You know, it's, you know, I understand people doing this from a passion, you know,
yeah.
And it's what they love. But at the same time, you know, as simple as having a cell phone to call into a blog talk show, or to, you know, have a laptop to download music to, you know, all of that takes money, you know. And
yeah.
So that's just the real part of it.
Yeah.
I would be curious, since you've been at, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of that, that's why, like, Cool Out 19 is so important this year, because it's helping us to be able to complete the film that we're working on about the town. We're telling the hip-hop history of Seattle from 1980 to 2010, and we need to help get the money to, like, help keep that going. So Cool Out 19, I've been blessed with 19 artists all giving of their time to come to this one place to help raise money for the completion of the Cool Out project. So
okay.
That's happening next Saturday, April 3rd, and I just feel blessed, man. I'm blessed that I'm living today. I'm blessed that I have the support of people around who believe in the vision, and I'm 6 days away from what's going to be a historical event in the town, with the people that I'm going to pull on the stage for that one night.
I'm excited. I'm excited that I get to be there. So.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be up in VIP. You're going to be up in VIP. Know that. Okay. I got you.
I don't know about all that. Can I just like hide in the corner in my, you know what, Giorgio, I was sitting here this morning. This is what woke me up this morning. What does a 50-year-old silver-haired, short, stout, you know, lady wear to a hip-hop event? You know, the last one I went to, you know, was at 88 Keys. Actually, that's the only one I've ever been to. Why try to front? But, you know, I wore a leopard dress, right? You know, what was it, 100 and something degrees out, and had heels on. You know, of course, I was obviously the oldest person in the place. I'm like, okay, so what do I wear to, you know, Cool Out Network's, you know, anniversary? That just, you know, that's such a female thing, huh?
Yeah, but it's all right, man. Just come and be you. I mean, I want it to be comfortable. It's going to be some hip-hop. It's going to be some R&B. It's going to be some reggae. It's going to be a nice little set. I don't know what I'm planning right now. I'm going to be filming and taping because I'm going to capture all of that that's happening. So I'll just have on, you know, my normals. But, yo, you can get fly if you want to. Show your flavor. You know, it's one of those kind of events. You're going to bring people in from all over town. You're going to have cats dressed up. It's a big thing, you know. So, hey, you're not always the oldest cat in the club because I've been around for a minute. So we probably running in the same place.
Well, I'm going to wear something leopard print, I'm sure. So, you know, everybody who wants to know who Lady Flava is will be the one with the silver hair and something leopard print on. Okay, it won't be hard to find me.
As a matter of fact, and you got to know, we're having the red carpet night that night. So people are getting, we're doing the industry thing. So we're doing the red carpet. It's going to be hosted by Glow Medina. So you're going to do the red carpet thing. We're going to introduce you to our people as well, man. It's going to be broadcasted live.
I can't sneak in a back door or something?
Nah, are you kidding me? I got Lady Flava at my anniversary party, girl. Are you kidding me? You're going to be doing the red carpet like everybody. So get ready.
You're making me even more nervous.
Bring out the leopard
Christine,
print.
You better meet me at the door and hold my hand, okay, because, you know, I'm going to need help with this. But.
Bring out the leopard print. Do all or whatever. Get fly. Get fly. I'm telling you.
Okay. Okay, you made this female over here just like a little anxious. So,
six days away, we'll be able to connect. It's gonna be a good thing. I'm not excited for it. You know, as you probably can tell, I'm just got a whole bunch of energy this morning because 6 days from now, I'm gonna have 19 real hot cats on one stage for an anniversary. And that's a big thing to me, and I'm very appreciative of the support I get from the community to help pull this off.
Well. I think it should be a big thing. I mean, I'm not even Giorgio Brown, and I'm excited. You know, it's a big deal for me to share with this, not only with the people here in the Pacific Northwest, but shoot across the globe, because to me, you know, this is a big deal. You know, you can go onto YouTube, you can go to Vimeo, you can check out what Giorgio does. So it doesn't have to be limited right here in, you know, Seattle, Washington, or the Pacific Northwest to know what Cool Out Network and Giorgio Brown is doing. So, shout it from the rooftop. Lady Flava will help you.
Okay.
So, I have a question then, Giorgio.
Huh? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lady Flava is going to be in the house with some leopard print on. But so, now that you've been at this 19 years, can you kind of talk about the artists that you kind of started out with and then the artists that you that are going to be performing at your showcase?
Oh, we're going to have a bunch of people. Let me start off by saying we got R.C. Croon, R.C. the Trackaholic on the chat line from CD Waves Records.
Sideways.
I never get that right, dude. I'm so sorry. But R.C. is on the line, and he's our musical director this year. And I just happened to run into him at his CD release party for his Full Circle project, and something just sparked in me where I needed to work with this guy. If you listen to the Full Circle CD by R.C. the Trackaholic, you'll hear some of Seattle's dopest and elite artists all working together on this one project. I mean, you got Silver Shadow on there, you got Fatal Luciano, you got SNO, who's a new cat, you got Tiffany Wilson, you got Oracle's Creed, Black Stacks, Page One, you got a whole bunch of local cats here, and I like that concept of everybody being on one stage, so he was like a perfect fit to bring on board for this project to help facilitate and bring people together. get the Full Circle CD, and you'll see what you'll get a chance to hear a little bit of what you're going to see on Saturday, April 3rd.
So I really want to encourage RC to call in, you know, so he can talk about the CD and where people can purchase it at, you know, and just, you know, to show you how much I don't know about, you know, these hip-hop artists. I said Snow, and it's S-N-O. Okay, I'm embarrassed. So with that said, let me go to another track, Giorgio, and let me play Diamonds by Fatal Luciano.
Yeah, that's the cut.
Product of change, locked, shackles and chains, wasn't always this way. Picture a hustler, tooted as a youngster. Rule number one, never let nobody punk you. Rule number two, come on, be about your cash. Cause females are friends, they never last. M.O.E. That's why I walk this way. You better hit if you spark this way. It's the me. Label as a loner, grown girl holder. Me against the world, so I rejected Jehovah. War by myself, so I die by myself. I provide for myself and my kids on the corner. Although I know right from wrong, I write this song. All that I gotta write my wrongs. Say what you will about me, but when the lights go off, we all the same, so life goes on. They say worship those types, but it also makes diamonds. This is life, tell me why is you crying? A little meaner, hat low, vest on strap, my jeans cleaner. Product of my father's scene. Crackers want me locked in a box, my soul screaming. Enemies equal associates, vice versa, heaven and hell. Am I close to it? I'm approaching it. That thing possessed by the reaper, the warning from the preacher, the wages of sin, the burn from the ether. Love me, but hate me, or rape me, neither. Label me a rebel, them cops are the devil. They'll nail you to the cross, take you off and behead you.
Although I know right from wrong, I write this song. Hoping I gotta right my wrongs. Say what you will about me, but when the lights go off, we all the same, so life goes on.
They say brush your brush pipes, but it also makes diamonds. This is life, tell me why is you crying?
Hello? Yeah.
That was Diamonds by Fatal Luciano, and that's off of the Full Circle CD. And hopefully this call that we have, we know, waiting on the line, is going to be RC, and he can tell us more about the CD. Caller from the 931, you're on the air.
Nice. RC,
what's happening?
I'm good, man. We went Lady Flavor this morning, yo.
Yeah, I see you, man. I'm checking out the show. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate you getting me a copy of the CD last night.
You're very welcome. I wish I could have given you a physical one, but I just went ahead and shot you the album. So I appreciate the spins.
No. Oh, definitely. So, RC, can you tell us more about the CD, the artists on it, and where we can find it at?
Okay, well, what I've been doing is just, taking the artists that I work with and just putting them on compilation. This is my third one here. The first one was When It Rains, and the second one was Still Raining. So, I'm just kind of developing myself as a real producer instead of just a beat maker and putting songs together. So I took some of the few of the best in Seattle and Portland and LA, and just, you know, kind of tried to put together a really nice album.
So tell us where we can get it at.
So you can get it at Sonic Boom in Seattle, Easy Street, Silver Platters. You can also get it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. You can order a physical copy there, and also at ARS Records over here in the hood in Rainier Beach. You can get it over there too. So, or you can find me on the street, and I'll be selling them too. So it's available everywhere.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. And the reason why I wanted you to put it out there, RC, is, you know, because, you know, as I said earlier in the show, and I think that Giorgio is aware, a lot of our listeners here on the Mosaic Show actually are East Coast.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'll be honest with you, and this is a beef that I'll take up with Giorgio and some of the local artists, and now that I'm knowing you, I'll take it up with you, too. You know, I'm screening tracks, you know, to play on sister radio shows around the United States. We have a station in Maryland, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Chicago right now. We're moving over to Germany and to London. Right now, Mosaic Show has sent Chocolate, Tiffany Wilson, Darius Wilrich, Black Stax, Yidam Sek, and LaRue, and Soul Hop out to those stations to be played. They are loving Seattle sound. They're loving Seattle sound. So this is my beef with, you know, Giorgio and, you know, his little circle of artists. How come ain't nobody sending their tracks to Lady Flava?
You know, I actually planned on doing that.
I
really did.
Seattle.
Hey, you're totally right. And I saw, because I think you had a newsletter that was up, and I was like, okay. Because it was before my album came out, so I'm going to have to contact her, you know. As I wound up, you know, I contacted a lot of people, and a lot of people gave me, you know, blogs and stuff to contact. So you weren't at the bottom of the list. You're still on there. And so, but I'm glad I got a chance to send it in anyway.
So I guess, RC, now, with that said, is it okay for me to share some of these tracks from the other stations?
Of course
okay,
it is. Actually,
then,
what's cool about that album is that it's all radio ready. There's no cuss words. There's no gratuitous violence and gunplay.
Radio friendly,
or anything.
Right.
Yeah, so the whole album is already radio friendly and ready to go.
Okay. Now we'll go back to putting Giorgio on blast, you know, with his friends. So Giorgio,
yeah,
your people don't pay attention to me.
You know what? I'm happy. I'm happy. Like, they do pay attention, but sometimes some people just, they're a lot slower to draw. Like, right now, you got R.C. Kroon, R.C. the Trackaholic, on your show, and he's, like, spotlighting
a
whole bunch of cats that's on the CD. You know what I mean? So the message is going to get out. It's a slow process sometimes, but when they get it, they got it. And those that do got it already to help represent. So the ones that you're getting is the ones that you need to have. All right?
Okay.
And
the
ones that you aren't getting yet, then maybe they're not ready for what you have to offer as far as your exposure to your audience right here. But, you know, you got RC on the line now. That's big. I'm telling you.
Okay, I feel special. I feel all tingly all over. I'm on the air with, you know, Giorgio and RC. So Lady Flava's moving up in the world.
Yeah,
I thought it was kind of interesting, Giorgio.
Yeah.
I don't mean to put you all on blast.
No, it's not on blast because I've been in the scene for a while, and I know that there's a lot of talented people here, but sometimes those that the cream is going to come to the top, you know what I mean? And while the other ones are developing, they're learning from those that are doing. So I'm glad that you're providing this opportunity for us to be heard outside of our region because we got a lot of fire here. Like, what people just don't hear it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the ones that come to the flavor show or the ones that come to Cool Out are those that are ready to be seen like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones, they're coming up too. So don't lose faith in the local music scene because we're learning and we're growing as a community and as a scene here. So just more encouragement to say, like, come on, man, give me a CD. Like, I remember talking to Mike Clark about in the early days when he used to do KCMU, and he had the same issue for getting local artists on the radio back then. Some of them didn't have CDs.
Mm-hmm.
well, there were no CDs back there, but some of them didn't have tapes or product. So it's like a lot of times it's they don't have the right packaging to come and present at the time, you know. And like you get might get a lot of stuff with Sharpie writing on it, and they're not quite ready for that next leap. But RC is ready. He got packaged CD full of radio hits.
I'm trying to say ready. And actually, because you mentioned Tiffany Wilson and Black Stacks, and they're on that album too. So you know, they'll be getting some more of the good stuff.
I definitely checked out all of the tracks, and I have to tell you that I enjoyed all of them. So good job, RC.
Lady Flavor,
I really appreciate that. Thank you,
Lady Flavor. You got the whole CD, right?
I do.
Why don't you play this track? That's one of my favorites. It's Official with Lady Taz and Peace, Laura Peace Kelly. Can you play that one?
Okay, so number 14.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Official. Because they're going to be rocking the Cool Out stage next Saturday. And I think that these two girls is real good representation of the female power of an MC that we got here in town. So, RC, you did your thing on that one, dude. So that's one of my favorites. So if Lady Flavor wouldn't mind, she can, share it with people and make them feel it. You know what I mean?
All right. So here we go with It's Official.
Yeah.
Yeah. RC on the track. Lady Taz and B-Girl Peace. It's nothing. Yeah, that I mean. Here I know exactly what it is. 2010. The show speaking these unspoken words. What's really good? You tell me. It's a
official.
Thank you.
That was it's official by Peace and Lady Taz out of the Pacific Northwest off of the Full Circle CD.
Yeah, they're going to be at Cool Out 19 on Saturday, April 3rd here in Seattle at the Crocodile. They're part of a whole medley that RC is putting together for us to showcase his CD, Sideways Records Full Circle. Yo, hey, you didn't tell him, man, that you got a website, man. Go to Sideways, CIDWAYZ.com, and listen to more, man. See how RC is touching the city.
I've been touching it for a while.
Word.
Yeah, I've got all my my discography on there, some cool videos and free downloads, Hood Classics Volume 1 and Hood Classics Volume 2, which is a mixtape compilation of a lot of the stuff I've done over the years. Excellent mixtape, some of the best stuff, and a couple free downloads on there too. So yeah, go check that out. That's www.sideways.com, CIDEWAYZ.
Yeah.
Okay. Can they also buy the CD off of there, RC?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can they also buy the CD from that website?
They can't buy it from that website. I haven't set that up yet, but they can get it on iTunes or Amazon.com.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely,
so just stay tuned to the Mosaic Show and Flava in the House with Lady Flava, because I definitely will be playing tracks from this particular CD and letting you know and reminding you where you can purchase this. Now, Giorgio, to get back to you right quick, now, it sounds like this is going to be a fundraiser also on April 3rd at the Crocodile for the to finalize and finish up the documentary. So is there a place that people can go online and make a donation towards your projects?
Oh, no, I haven't quite set that up, because I wasn't thinking that way. I was just thinking that people are going to come to the show and let me entertain them. And if they're feeling, you know, if they're feeling the feeling of what Cool Out is trying to do or has been trying to do, and they're feeling our project, that they'll reach deep and they'll drop something in the box to say thank you.
I think that's going to happen. But I would honestly really encourage you to, you know, find a place, you know, and I would even be willing to put it on Flava News for you. If there's somebody within your circle that has a connection to PayPal, you know, to create that PayPal button and create a message somewhere for people to go. Because, you know, some people may want to put it on their debit card or their credit card, and that'll give them an easy way to do that. Or what if somebody's not able to come to that event? It still allows them to participate in supporting what it is that you're doing. So I just would really encourage you to do that, you know, find a way to create that online ability for people to donate to what you're doing. Because I believe in you, you know.
Right.
I believed in you ever since, you know, I connected with you and you know, been sitting in the wings and watching and stuff. And so, you know, I think that you're deserving of the support. I think that, you know, as you said, you've put in your due diligence, 19 years, your passion, your life, you know, and, you know, I know you do it because you have a love of it first, you know, but the reality is, you know, it takes money to maintain the equipment that you have and what's needed to create these amazing videos to showcase the artists right here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, with that said, you deserve to be, you know, supported by the people who believe in you. And I think that, you know, true enough, you give them the option the evening of the event on April 3rd at the Crocodile, and then you give them an option online to also be able to do that. So
thanks.
That's my encouragement.
I like that idea, and my mind wasn't thinking like that, and thank you for sharing that information with me. I have some real talented people. That's what I'm saying. I got some real talented people around me, man, that know some things. And with us working together, then we can accomplish some real big things, you know. That's a cool idea. I was so happy to have met you back then, you know, because you remember how we met? You remember how we met online?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue.
I know.
We just, like, just connect on Facebook.
And I have to tell you this on Facebook, you know, that is where I met Giorgio and, you know, and all of these people that I'm connected with. And I'm kind of like this ghost person because I don't get out and about, and that's mostly due to my inability to drive my Beetle right now. And that's why I don't get out. But, you know, Giorgio and I connected, and I have to tell you, he's kind of like psychic or something because for some reason he would know when I was having a rough day, being Lady Flava, and he would send me a side message and just make me feel so much better. So that's where the relationship of Giorgio Brown and Lady Flava began. And then face-to-face, I met him for the first time up at Hidmo's. So, you know, I feel very connected to him, even though I've only seen him, you know, a few times in person. So I'm very much looking forward to, you know, having the honor of being able to be a witness to this amazing event on April 3rd at the Crocodile for the 19th anniversary of Cool Out. So
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what was cool about when I met you online that first time? I mean, there was something that we connected with. I mean, I knew that you had something that you wanted to share, and I knew that you were a big supporter in the scene. And so when I got a chance to meet you up at Hidmo's and the face-to-face energy, it was a wrap, man. You got my full support on anything you want to do, and we can, like, make some cool stuff happen in town, you know, with the Block Talk Radio thing and the Cool Out thing. And, you know, I come on every Tuesday on ITV. I do a live internet TV show, kind of like, you know, I'm just me showing the videos that I shoot. But with that and what you do and then what being able to Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, we got the power to do some real cool things and shed a light on a lot of cool people. So everything happened for a reason. I'm glad we met. I'm looking forward to the future that we have and how we can really help put Seattle on the map even more. We're not doing anything like this. A lot of cats are out there, they're touring and they're putting Seattle on the map. So we're assisting them in doing that.
Right.
So I'm just real appreciative that we met and that you're doing this thing now. Get ready for 2011, all right? Because Seattle's going to be doing this thing. The movie going to be
out.
Exactly. Yeah. Flavor News is going to be like a year old, right? When's the anniversary for Flavor News?
Well, actually, Flavor News has been around since February of 2007.
Okay.
So I've been around, you know, but the real big push, you know, I didn't really, really push it. I went back and forth on what to do with Flavor News, but I created Flavor News when I still had my coffee shop. And
okay.
So, you know, I think it's kind of like you, Giorgio. I just kind of evolved into something without realizing it was happening.
Yeah.
You know, I took this thing that I had, as a cheerleader for artists and took it to a different level. And I think, you know, probably like you, for me, it was like, you know, there's all these free ways to help shed the light. You know, you use these social networks the right way. You can create free online, social networks for yourself. You can create, newsletters, you know, free online. Oh, Blog Talk Radio is free. I mean, they have a way that you can pay and have more options. But, I mean, all these tools that I use don't cost money or very little money, you know.
Yeah.
So,
And I'm a big believer in taking it back to, like, the pioneers and stuff. Even before the internet and the blogs and the web, there was public access that gave a voice to our local community. That's how Cool Out started. Before I was able to get on Facebook, MySpace, and all that kind of stuff, it started in a little public access facility in the North End, where I used to just go and film stuff, go take tapes and play them and broadcast them to about maybe a 600,000 people household back in the day. So it was like public access was doing what Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and is doing. So I'm happy that I got a chance to witness the evolution of the communication age. And as soon as the internet thing happened, I was sprung. I was like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me I get to see I've been showing here locally in this local region for all these years, and I get to put it on the world wide web for people all over the spot to see it? I'm sprung. So I've been, like, on a mission even harder. I retired Cool Out
network off of public access in its 16th year, and for the last 3 years, I've been real heavy focused on worldwide distribution on the web. So I'm just trying to take it to a bigger audience, and you're taking what we're doing to a bigger audience. You got cats in New York listening to us. I mean, it's all good, you know. Let's share it with the world, Flavor. I'm with you, girl.
And I appreciate that. I can't ask for a better, you know, partner out there in the media world to be connected to. So, Giorgio, the ITV Northwest, can anybody in the world watch that, or is that more, do you know if it's, if like, you know, the people that are in the chat room right now in South Carolina, can they log on to that and see your show?
Oh, yeah, the Cool Out 19, yeah. If they go to ITVNW.com, they'll be able to see it straight in their living room, man. Go right to your computer.
Okay.
I'm hoping to at least hit 100,000 viewers because I got something real special that I'm bringing to the stage this year, so I want everybody to see it. So people in New York and all over the place, just go to ITVNW.com. And it's called the link for Cool Out Sessions, and it'll be Cool Out 19 live and in your face on Saturday, April 3rd, right in your living room on your laptop.
Get a
taste and just really see what Seattle got to offer, you know, because that's what we're doing. We bring it live. We bring in 19 of the hottest to one stage in one night. And I'm even more special. Like, I reached all the way back to the beginning era of hip-hop here in Seattle, and I got the original superstars, the very first cats to really bring Seattle and give it a face and a sound here in Seattle. Those cats are the Emerald Street Boys, and they haven't been together for, like, years, but they're coming to reunite on the Cool Out 19 stage on that day. That's going to be historic. It's going to be historic for the town.
That's wonderful. That's exciting.
And, I think it gives an opportunity for our new cats to see the founding fathers of the scene that helped introduce the scene to the Seattle market. I mean, before they was doing it, wasn't nobody doing hip-hop up here? You know what I mean? You got James Croon, R. Curtis Fontaine, you got Eddie Wells. Those three cats back in the day put a face on hip-hop up here in the Northwest. So I'm honored to have them be one of the people on the stage for Cool Out 19. You know, it's going to be big, Flavor, I'm telling you. Everybody better listen.
I know it's going to be big. I know it.
And if you can't get your tickets, oh, well, okay, you're going to miss the energy in the room, but go to ITVNW and watch what we're doing here in Seattle. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. I got the Emerald Street Boys reunion. Are you kidding me? I got the Ghetto Children reunion with Fida and B-Self. Are you kidding me? I got RC as musical director for the whole joint, and Tiffany Wilson. I got Silver Shadow. I got E-Dog.
Hey, you got E-Dog, and you got Cola.
I got Cola.
Coming up there, that's a big deal.
I got Wojak. Who else we got? Oh, I don't
forget. T-Love.
We got T-Love. We got Candid. We got Canary Sing. We got Laura Peace Kelly and Lady Taz. We got Tiffany Wilson. We got Swing One. We got Jonathan Moore, we got Massive Monkey, Circle of Fire, we got Rufio, we got Rob Nice, we got Pablo D, we got everybody coming to this place on this one night to celebrate this movement that we have going on up here. The rest of the world is getting ready to see something real major that we've always known is here, so we just all coming together on this one stage. And we're going to make it rock. You ready, RC? I'm excited. You know?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. It's going to be really nice. It's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we're doing
okay,
it at the
Okay, with that out. Said, I'm going to play another track, and I'm going to pick this one. I'm going to do The Right Here by Black Stax featuring Felicia Loud. And the reason I'm doing that is because Verbal Skills in South Carolina is in the chat room, and he so loves Felicia Loud. So here you go, Verbal. This is this right here.
No pressure. No pressure. No pressure. No pressure. God. You got Loud.
This Right Here by Black Stax featuring Felicia Loud right here in the Pacific Northwest. You know that Lady Flava loves to play the artists that are from her hometown, so today is just a great experience for me to be able to have this opportunity to share with those that are in the chat room listening live and those that come back and listen to the archives of the Mosaic Show. This has been a great, great experience for me to have Giorgio Brown on my show along with RC. So I want to thank both of you guys for taking the time to come out and share this with me. There's so much that I want to say, and, you know, we do have, what, about 50 more minutes to go, so you're definitely welcome to stay on the show and talk more about, you know, what's going on with you guys if you want to.
Okay. I'm going to hang out with you this morning. I thought that's the fuck we were going to do today. I thought we were just going to hang out today.
Weird, and I'm so cool with it. I just, you know, I didn't want you to feel like you were, like, tied into me or anything, but I set it for a two-hour show because I'm all excited. I'm game. If you guys hang up, I'm just going to play the CD. But I do, if there's anybody who is listening live to the show and you want to call in, chime in on what Giorgio and RC are talking about and sharing about Cool Out Network and the projects that they've going on, or if anybody has comments or, you know, questions to ask, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm sure that the gentleman wouldn't mind taking, you know, some calls, too, during the show. So with that said, I want to ask the two of you a question. It's something that I've kind of had up in my mind, and I'm not trying to, you know, create no kind of issue or anything like that, but do you think that the hip-hop community in Seattle is a united front or a divided front?
I think it has been divided in the past, but I think we're getting better at it right now. Since, at least for me, since like last year, since like 2009, like through the summertime, I saw a lot more support and like cross promotion and things like that. The internet has really brought a lot of people together that wouldn't have worked with each other before. So I think there's a definite improvement. I think there's a lot of improvement on the part of the 206 and the 253, 360, 425, just coming together and supporting each other, like in different neighborhoods, different venues, and things like that. Because before, you know, a lot of people from, I don't know, Renton or Federal Way wouldn't come out to the Nectar to see a show. You know, now they're doing that. Now people from Seattle are going to Tacoma. You know, Tacoma's coming down here. So I'm seeing a lot of improvement personally.
Okay, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing that we're becoming, like, we're learning more. There was a time when Seattle had, like, it happens in cycles here sometimes. We push, we get, like, we work together for something, and something happens, and then it starts from the beginning again. I think right now we've learned enough, and like RC said with the internet, that now we have this momentum where we're working together and we're pushing together, and I think that we reached a point in our learning here where we know that collectively we can do way more than we can sing as a single crew. So I think that's what the Seattle scene is now. I think we're working more as a collective unit now more than we were back in the past because we learned from things that happened. I mean, you learn from the past, and you don't have to experience your present or your future. So I think right now, with Seattle Cats is now, we're all working together, man. The cross-promotional aspect on the flyers, the Facebook and MySpace, like RC said, we definitely doing it. So there was a time when the town was more divided, but now it's more, man, we're so connected, you know, the sport and life camps and everybody just working together. I mean, yeah, it's our time. We're working together more now than we have in the past.
Yeah, it's definitely our time. It's definitely coming to pass that people are going to really start looking over here and really checking out what we're doing, because especially when that film comes out, or even like when the word of the documentary comes out, they're gonna notice the rich history that we have and all the connections that have been established, and they're you know, everybody's getting it now, you know, and Seattle's going to be, we're going to be next. I really feel that way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're definitely going to be next. I mean, because we coming at them. We in the land of Boeing, Microsoft, Starbucks. Great innovative ideas start here in the Northwest. I mean, jazz legends come through town to learn from our experienced cats that we got here. When the world sees what Seattle has cultivated up here in the top left corner of the U.S., they're going to be like, wow, okay, that's where that sound came from. That's where, oh, okay, I see. So we're going to show them the history of, like, how jazz, the big strong jazz and R&B influence of the 70s and 80s influence, the style of music that came up through through now, which is hip hop. So I'm just rambling. I'm excited to be here on the show with you, yo.
Hey, no, I mean I think it's good info. I mean I think it's a story that I want to share, you know, with the listeners of the Mosaic Show and anybody that I can have, you know, and you know, browbeat to listen to this, because it's something that I find is important, you know, not only because it's my passion, but it has to do with the history of my hometown. You know, I was born and raised and never left. Yeah, I'm
right.
Proud to be here in Seattle. I'm proud to be a part of the Pacific Northwest. I'm proud to now be a part of helping the Pacific Northwest be recognized in other parts of the country and the world. You know, so I want them to hear our story. I want them to be able to see the visuals. So I'm excited at the fact, Giorgio, that they can go to Vimeo and to YouTube and now to ITV Northwest, you know, to you know, see the visual and hear the audios of what's taking place. I'm excited for, you know, our scene to not only try to push this CD right here, you know, but to be able to push it outside of the, you know, the lines of, you know, the state of Washington, you know, and across
yeah.
the globe, you know, because, you know, that's what's needed. It's needed to not just stay within your hometown, to be really recognized and to be established is when you get, you know, people from all over the world, you know, listening to your sound and loving it and then sharing the word. So
definitely.
My next question would be then, you know, for both of you, where would you like to see what you as individuals are doing and as a collaborative, you know, see this go in like 5 years?
You mean like the Seattle scene or us us personally?
Well, let's start personally with what, you know, RC is doing with being a producer to, you know, Giorgio with Cool Out Network to, you know, the Seattle scene.
Well, I like to, you know, just become, you know, as big as a producer as I can and still carry, you know, the piece of my town on my back that I can, you know, because like I said before, it's, you know, it's our time and I'm just trying to stay in it and be a part of it because, you know, it's going to blow up here really soon and I'm just trying to, you know, have my iron in the fire, you know. Even like this past couple of weeks, Seattle had a huge presence at South by Southwest that I heard, and they went down there and just wrecked it, you know, and that's a really good start, you know. So, I mean, personally me, I'm just trying not to be a beat maker and be a producer and just put together really good songs and, you know, hopefully one day make a really good living off of it. You know, it's not all about the money, but I love doing it. So, you know, I like it to be a part of my livelihood and, you know, just keep doing it.
I want to take the Seattle story, the Seattle hip hop story to the big screen. For the next 5 years, like the plan is to premiere the top left film for Cool Out 20, which is next April. And that's when we take it on tour to all of the festivals all over the country. I'm going to go out to London with it. And then the next thing from that is to, like, take the story and dissect it and tell more about the individuals in the first main story. So I got a whole trilogy of movies that I want to come out of the town to more shed a light on the scene and what happened here over between 1980 and 2010. So if you ask me what I'm going to be doing for the next 5 years and where I want to take it, I want to take the story off from public access to the big screen. And I think it's a doable thing. And then, but that way,
I think it's a doable thing too.
That way, we can take Seattle on tour. It's not an individual artist going on tour. We're taking a whole city on tour all over the country. That could also foster, like, we take some artists out when we play in, when we premiere the movie in New York. We'll take some artists out from the Northwest with us to New York. So it's like, here's our city, and here's some of our artists. So we're trying to, like, open doors and possibly give more recognition to this team. So I got a lot of things on my and a lot of stuff I want to accomplish in the next 5 years. So we're going to be working together a lot, you know, for real. I got some plans for you. I got some plans. We got the radio. We got the TV. We got it all. And it's all going to be coming from the top left corner of the U.S., you know, and we get ready to hit them with something major. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm taking my Geritol and, you know, my arthritis medicine. I'm ready. You know, RC, when I met Giorgio at Hidmos, I told him, you know, I'm on to become a 50-year-old hip-hop artist so that I can get on Kool Out TV. So I only have a, you know, few months to, you know, work on my tracks, and maybe you could produce me, you know, to help a sister out, you know, over here. And, you know, I'm working on my outfits, you know, and we'll see, you know, if it works for the Kool Out Network, you know, because I turned 50 in July, so, but.
Really?
RC, I don't think, yeah, you know, yeah, so, you know, I don't have too long to work on my hip-hop career, but July 10th, you know, I may do my debut at my showcase because I'm hosting an indie artist showcase here in Seattle to celebrate my 50th birthday, which is going to be a fundraiser for my indie artist Grant Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So all proceeds of that particular event are going to go to the Flava News Indie Artist Grant Foundation. So, you know, RC, you know, maybe you could help me out, you know, working on my, you know, my hip-hop career because, you know, yeah, I got, what, you know, 4 months to work on it, you know, so I can get there. But, yeah, so everybody, you know, in the state of Washington and from across the globe, you know, Verbal Skills is, you know, getting his Timberland so he can get on the road to start walking out here to Seattle. He plans on being here by July 10th. And, you know, anybody else that wants to come out to Seattle, just get with me. We got to have a slumber party at Flava's house. If we, you know, can find a good deal at a hotel, you know, we'll set up a package. But, yeah, Lady Flava's doing an indie artist showcase July 10th in Seattle, Washington. I'm not going to spill all of my beans. You know, I'm just putting feelers out there. But Flava News is also putting on their first hip-hop showcase in April.
Wow.
Okay.
Where's that going to be? You don't know where it's going to be yet?
Oh, no. We have the venue secured. It's a secret at the moment. You have to stay tuned to the Mosaic Show and, you know, find out more about, you know, Flava News' first hip-hop showcase in Seattle. It'll be right after Kool Out Network, so.
You know, and that kind of...
That's kind of the
concept that I had when I started, like, really promoting the Kool Out 19 event this year, right? Like, if you get to see our flyers and see what we have, we don't really have the names of the artists. Like, we got a couple of them, but it's going to be so many more on stage. When you come to a Kool Out show, it's like a goodie bag full of artists. You never know what you're going to see on stage. You never know. You know it's going to be entertaining. So it's more the event. Come for the event. You know what I mean? You don't know who you're going to see. And it's going to be like, so I'm looking forward to knowing when your event's coming up because I definitely want to be there and support what you're doing.
Yay, thank you. I don't think that I'll be ready for my appearance that night, you know, because, you know, I still got
practice. I was going to say, I can help you, but, you know, we go hard, so I don't know, you know, like, if you're ready for it.
I live by Martin Luther King Memorial Park. You live near there? No.
Let's see, where is that? Oh, that is that over, like, kind of the Central District?
It's still, yeah, it's Mount Baker Community.
Right, yeah, I know where that is. Yeah.
You know, so we're close. Maybe we could jump on this tonight.
Hey, Lady Flavor.
Get off work at 6.
Hey, Lady Flavor, let me ask you a question. Are you spoken word? Do you write poetry? You write poetry and stuff, right? Don't you do that?
I do attempt it. And, you know, people try to tell me that I am, you know, but I attempt it.
Why don't you today? Why don't you give us an example of what you do? Why don't you spit a verse or something for us?
Let me see if I can pull up my MySpace page, so I can read you my one poem.
Okay, do that.
Because I'm at work and.
Every time somebody comes and tells me that they're an MC, I'll be like, okay, you're an MC? Okay, hit me with a hot 16. And if they can't do that right now, question the true MCs of it.
Oh, no, Verbal, I'm getting ready to have my career as a hip-hop artist, MC, you know, rapper, whatever. You know, I know I can't be no B-boy, B-girl, you know, because I can't stand or nothing, but my career's getting ready to be squashed. I'm, like, sad. I'm going to sit here and embarrass myself.
No. That's not my intention at all. That's not my intention at all.
Yeah.
I just want to shine, because that's what I like doing. I like giving people opportunity to shine, you know, and if that's what you do, let me, like, help you people know that you do it. Like, if you write poem, I'd love for you to recite one of them on your show right now and entertain me. Can you do that?
You put me on the spot. You know, I wasn't expecting that, so, you know, I'm over here, like, turning all shades of purple and, you know, leopard print and, you know, everything. You know, but I call it my one poem. And it is posted on MySpace, so I'm trying to find it.
Okay,
cool.
Because on this podcast, when people listen to it in the future, I want them to hear you saying you doing some of your poetry as well.
I've read it on my show before because, you know, Verbal Skills is my biggest fan out in South Carolina, and, you know, he kind of pressures me now to do this, so... Because I have to scroll down on my little screen, please, you know, and I'm not a performer, you know, but yeah, this may make or break my hip-hop career, but here it goes. So y'all be nice to me, okay?
Okay.
It's called You Penetrate My Soul. You penetrate my soul with your words, the smoothness of your voice, closing my eyes, feeling the vibe of the tones touching my ears, traveling into my inner self, my soul. You penetrate my soul as the rise and fall of your song tells me a story of you, of me, of we, of he or she, taking me at times inside myself or places I've never seen before. You penetrate my soul, challenging my mind, causing me to remember the pains of a forgotten time, seeing pictures of sadness, holding hands with a forgotten loved one, grasping on for dear life, wanting to save while needing to be saved myself. You penetrate my soul. I don't know you in person, but you have touched me, bringing tears of joy, causing death or rebirth, pushing me to be better, knowing me when you don't know me at all, and you come to me through your words. Yes, I know you. You penetrate my soul, my poet friend, painting pictures of beauty with your words, describing love or a sexual energy, causing my eyes to roll up into my head, longing for that touch, the touch of your words over and over and over again. Never take them away from me, for you are my true passion. You give me life. You penetrate my soul. I feed off your rhythm and rhymes, allowing me to sit here, hear you, see into you as you see into me, and you don't even know me, or do you? I dance, we dance, as the flow is shared, causing my movements to increase and decrease, inflections hitting the right spot, and I stop. Not because your words came to an end, but because you penetrated my soul. You penetrate my soul, and at that moment, at that special time, we became one. From your words of your soul, sharing, feeling, growing, learning, loving. You, my poet friend, you penetrate my soul. You penetrate my soul at that point, and we did become one. You penetrate my soul with words, tools of rhythm and rhyme, inflection and tones, a song, a story, telling of life, of you, of me, of we, and I thank you. I really thank you, my poet friend, for penetrating my soul today and always.
Whoa.
Wow.
I told you. I knew. I want her to read something right now. I knew I was going to sound. I knew it. You got the kills, girl. You got the kills.
Yeah, man. Hey, that was dope.
That was fly, yo.
All day.
Ah, and you know what's cool? That when people listen to this broadcast of us chilling today, that's going to be a part of it, man. That's a part of history that we made in this last 2 hours, sitting here flying together, yo. And Lady Flavor did her thingy thing. Go, girl.
Yeah, you got me over here blushing.
Wow. I'm just imagining that.
So do you think I can be a hip-hop artist?
No, I think you can be a spoken word artist for real, all right? Over maybe one of RC's cool R&B tracks. Hurry, lighten that over. What do you think, RC?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Get a beret and... Yeah, like some bongos, go for it.
Ooh, word.
Yeah, you're good to an old lady. That's why I wanted you guys to come on the show, huh? This is my ego. It's not about you. It's about me. No.
I wanted to touch on something really quick. It's like most time when me and Giorgio talk, we're always talking about, like, you know, the history of Seattle hip hop and all that stuff, and, like, you know. Like, a lot of people know, but some people don't know, is, like, you know, like, my family is pretty much, like, in the timeline, you know, of Seattle hip-hop. So, like, my oldest brother, he was in the Emerald Street Boys. And so that was, like, the first hip-hop group, of course, in Seattle. And then his son is actually D Black, which makes him my nephew. Oh.
Well, see, I'm part of D Black family too. I'm part of the Fields family.
Really?
The Fields family and the Steckies.
Okay.
So,
well,
then
we're cousins.
Family too. So are you my cousin from another mother family or something? You know.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So yeah. So it's gonna be cool because, you know, like at that one time, you know, like, all of us will be on stage for at least a moment. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. That was supposed to be a surprise, but hey, we got 6 days to the event. Ain't no more surprises. We gonna tell you.
It's not a surprise in the town, though. Like, most people know that, but my bad. I just, you know, just thought it'd be interesting.
I'm glad. I'm ready to, like, jump off the rooftops and tell everybody, man. Like you said, the story is deep. You know, I mean, it starts with the Emerald Street Boys, and you know the Emerald Street Boys, James Croon, R. Curtis, and Eddie Wells. They gave birth to the scene up here. And from that three people, that three collective of people, emerged three of our, or a bunch of our superstars here locally now. You got D Black, like RC said, his dad is James Croon from the Emerald Street Boys. You got RC, who's the brother of James Croon from the Emerald Street Boys. You got Eddie Wells, who's the cousin, the uncle of Vitamin D, who gave Vitamin D his first record. So Vitamin D is a direct descendant of the Emerald Street Boys. Then you got R. Curtis, whose cousin is Ishmael Butler, who is Ishmael Butler of Digable Planet / Shabazz Palaces, is told as cousins with R. Curtis, who was also a member of the Emerald Street Boys. So those three men influenced four of our hip-hop superstars here today that 30 years later has put in work because of something that those three men who are family members did back in the day. So what we're doing is we're coming full circle, and that's why RC is the cat for to do the musical direction. We come in full circle to show the rich history of the town and show the connection of the Croon family, who I think is like one of the first families of hip-hop here, and how they've helped evolve and inspire a whole generation. So they're going to be on stage, all of them.
next Saturday.
I'm excited.
Definitely. Oh, one more thing to add to that too is D Black's mom was an Emerald Street girl. Rest in peace, Mia. She was an Emerald Street girl,
yeah.
So he came
yeah.
from
yeah.
great royalty.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's a rich musical history here.
Art Curtis sang me "Happy Birthday." Let me see. I can't remember how many years ago, but does that count that I'm special too? Because Art Curtis sang me "Happy Birthday."
Oh. Curtis, hang happy. I bet you melted.
Well, at the time he was with Borshante, so you know.
Oh yeah, Miss Rose. Oh yeah.
Mhm. But I just want you guys to know that we have a wonderful, wonderful man who has just logged into the chat room. It's Bad Boy number 2, and he is logging in all the way live from Germany.
Cool.
So I think with that said, I think we should go play another track. Do you have a request?
I think my favorite song on the album, and you know, some people might tackle me when they see me who are on the album, but I really liked the Wojak song because it was like a song that I really worked hard on. It's like one of the most musical tracks on the album. So if you'd like to play that.
In the City?
Yeah, In the City. And that's got BZ 2000, who's he's on the hook, on the chorus vocals on that too.
Hey, Wojak going to be at Cool Out 19 on the stage. He's going to be there. He's going to be in the building rocking this song. Tune in, ITV.
So Wojak's going to be in the building. Okay.
All day.
So with that said, we're going to play In the City by Wojak.
General Wojak broadcasting live from another undisclosed location, giving you the truth like no other in a time where you know what happens to young black males. RC the Trackaholic. RC. Brand new music. Exclusive. General Wojak. I'm like rusty bear trap to snap heavily. I'm in the flesh, my heart beats the melody. Enemies telling me not to worry about felonies, but murder is the tool that we use to combat jealousy. Suckers are selling me wolf tickets and fairy tales. I'm walking a straight path, avoiding the scary jails. Mary Wells, Bobby Womack, my bloodline. I'm a new star, I burn with infinite sunshine. And blind darkness keep them locked in a mountain cave. I'm stomping with Bigfoot's feet over these mountain graves. I'm counting days down to Armageddon's hour. You can walk with 1,000 flowers and pray that's enough power. I'm warning you cowards, change your ways or cut off your face before your coworkers show up, shoot up your office space. The topic is cops and race. I'm a prop in case, forget the 10 commandments. This is how we should operate.
Riding, living, grinding, dodging.
The wolves are out, the bloods and crips. FBI, CIA, plus the cops are sick. Hunting humans and locking this up over politics. Don't vote for me, vote for God's coming. Even a black president can make it stop running. The blood's heavy, spirit of man's wandering. American ghost town, shotguns are thundering. I'm blowing holes, lost souls, and still angry. Unsolved murdering, kid, it ain't changing. Don't blame me, I see it for what it is. So I'm telling the kids, this ain't the way that the people live. Us to be murderous. We need an operation to cut out the germs that's hurting us. For me and you, I'm a certified 45 service pistol. One shot shattered your crystal. For all the lies and the setups and the traps and the lost paths to keep your boot upon our back. Too hungry to relax on the track hitting hurdles. I'm a panther, you're a turtle. I'm praying your milk curdles. A rapping witch doctor, I put a hex on you. It probably ain't cool, but I'm really wishing death on you. Hope a dinosaur really step on you. This is my vision, my nightmare, my daydreams, my mission.
dodging one time guns and sirens in the city.
There were 8 million stories of love, pain, and glory.
Makes me wonder why we're crying, people lying, baby dying in the city.
There were 8 million stories of love, pain, and glory.
Okay, that was Lil Jack and his track called In the City off of the Full Circle CD that you can find on CD Baby, what, iTunes, another record store over there on Rainier by Maya's, I forgot where else you said.
Easy Street, Sonic Boom, and Silver Platters.
Okay, and for those of you that are not in the Seattle area, you know, definitely, you know, check it out on and get it online. CD Baby probably be the best place or whatever.
Yeah.
But go
iTunes or Amazon.
Okay, iTunes or Amazon, and and just to remind Giorgio, you know, Verbal Skills is in the chat room from South Carolina, and he had reached out to you last week saying he would love to have you on his show in South Carolina as a featured. So,
yeah, no doubt. Let's set it up. I'm definitely with it. I definitely would do that. Just let me know.
And for those of you out there, you know, in the chat room, the R Yerby that you see in there, that's Bad Boy Number 2. He's out of Germany, and so he also has a radio show this afternoon. On Blog Talk Radio, I want to say it's something like In the Kitchen with Bad Boy 1 and 2, something like that. Bad Boy 2, can you put in the chat room what your show is called? But I'm happy to see that you tuned in because I know we've got a very, very big time difference between the States and Germany. And so, hey, I've just really enjoyed this conversation. I've enjoyed learning, you know, more about the two of you. I'm enjoying, you know, getting to know you, RC, you know, because I didn't know you prior to this, so that's exciting for me. And, you know, I've met some amazing people just through the internet connections with Giorgio, and I appreciate that. So I won't be such a stranger in Seattle. Hopefully I'll be getting back in my cute little silver beetle, and, you know, it matches my silver hair and everything, and y'all can see Lady Flavor out and about and around town. But
Nice.
You know, Giorgio, I wanted to ask you, you know, with this, you know, going down to like 19 years of you doing what you do, you know, what would you say has stood out thus far as just like highlight for you and Cool Out Network?
I remember I filmed a lot of stuff. I filmed a lot of real talented people and a lot of cool stuff. But one thing that sticks out is, like, I think it happened in 2000 when there was a shooting at the Bohemian, and the city somehow blamed it on hip-hop. And how we had our local hip-hop community be like, we're not standing for that, you know? So they had this rally down at Westlake. Who was there? There was Kun Love was there. There was John Moore, Sam Chesnall. You had Ghetto Prez was there. You had Kylea, Peace Spoke. You had Black Anger was there. You had a lot of community, and we pulled together community on a rainy day to stand up for ourselves and to show that, no, that wasn't because of hip-hop. That was because of ignorance and stupidity. So that was a real standout moment as far as Seattle history is concerned. That was one of the many, because I saw the town come together in an organized fashion and go down the West Lake and speak up for what the hip-hop community is doing. As a matter of fact, I posted some stuff that that I got from that day because I was so inspired by it. Let me see, there's a lot of other things that really stick out, like it was the club cool-out dances I used to do back in the day, watching Silver Shadow pass the mic to his son at Cool Out 18.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a monumental thing for me to see and for me to be a part of. Doing the Cool Out 2GX with Kitty Wu. Oh, let me mention Kitty before this show is over and she be wanting to kill me. Kitty, you're my ace, yo. I'm proud of you, proud of how you've grown, part of the contributions you make to Cool Out, part of the, you know, part of the reason that we're still living and surviving after 19 years. So I appreciate you for that. You're doing good work with Shabazz Palaces. You're doing good work with King. You're doing good work with the 206 Zulu. So this is my Kitty Wu to what she's doing here in the town. Thank you for all your help with Cool Out 18 and 19. As a matter of fact, I've been working with Kitty since 2000, so we're celebrating our 10th year working together. So I just want to give props to my people who helped me nurture this scene and help me get my vision, make my vision a reality. I appreciate all of y'all for that. And Cool Out 19 is another stop on this journey I'm making to help the world recognize the vast amount of talent that's here in the Northwest. So I'm on a journey, man. Cool Out 19 is another stop. We're going to party at that stop, though. We got Emerald Street Boys.
Yeah.
And the next stop is going to be the movie. We're going to be in the movies for the next stop. So we just taking a journey. We go from public access to the big screen, Seattle. You know, it can do. It can happen. RC is going to be at the next stop, Cool Out 19. You know, so it's
all
like,
day.
Lady Flavor in a leopard outfit. Yeah, go, girl. You're going to be, hey, it's going to be a party up in Seattle. So my man out in Germany, I'm sorry you can't be here to feel the energy, but tune in to ITVNW.com on Saturday, April 3rd, and see how Seattle gets down, man. I'm telling you, you're going to be impressed. You're going to be impressed. Lady Flavor, thank you for dropping that verse on us. That was fire.
I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here with you guys. You just don't know. You know, it's like, who is Lady Flava? You know, I'm just a simple girl, you know, who believes in indie artists. But when I've been able to meet and connect with somebody like Giorgio Brown and now R.C., you know, this is an honor for me, more than you just even know, you know. And it's just because, you know, it's wonderful to be able to experience and say, you know, somebody who has put in their due diligence, who puts in their hard work and, you know, believes in what it is that they're doing and the people that they do it for, you know. I find that in the years that I've dealt with indie artists, you know, I'll be honest, you know, keeping it real, you know, there's some wishy-washy people out there.
Yeah.
You know, but when you can connect with people who really, really believe and are putting in the hard work and you know, we all have the lack of finances, you know, but that doesn't stop us, you know. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the show today. I'm excited to be able to blast it out in the archives and share it with people from all over the globe to, you know, being able to be present and witness this momentous occasion, which is going to take place April 3rd at the Crocodile. And for those of you that have not gotten your ticket yet, Giorgio, are there still tickets available at the Crocodile?
Yeah, there's still a couple left. We only got 6 days, so you have to jump on them, man. Go to the Crocodile website at www.thecrocodile.com. Get your tickets. They're $10 in advance. You pay more at the door. Benefits go towards the completion of the Top Left Project, which is the Seattle music history journey from 1980 to 2010, produced by myself, Joe Brown, Scott Macklin. We got Mike Clark on the project. We got Katie Wu on the project. We got Christine Harper on the project. We got a bunch of people who are pulling together to tell the story of the town. So I'm looking forward to the future and what we got to do. But I'm really excited about next Saturday, April 3rd, at the Crocodile. Cool Out 19. It's so stupid, man. I keep coming back to that because every time I think what we're going to have on that stage, I just get excited, man. I get mad excited because it's going to be hysterical. Just don't know.
Well, I'm excited. You have every right to be excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. So, yeah. Lady Flavor is going to be in the house. This is kind of going to be my first, like, public appearance in, like, forever. So I'm excited about being there and being able to witness it.
Yeah, you're going to have to do the red carpet and stop and chat to Glo Medina, chat with Glo Medina on your way in, man. Because we're going to... We're going to put you on blast because, you know, people are going to know who you are in a minute. You know what I mean? From the Flavor News stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And the stuff you're doing, you're going to be really popular soon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, I have to work on this. I have to psych myself up. You know, I've got to, you know, be there on the red carpet next Saturday, and then, you know, I got to work on my hip-hop career. You know, I'm trying to recruit RC to help me with my hip hop career. He's not really feeling me as a hip hop artist.
Hey, I didn't say that.
You know, Giorgio's not feeling me as a hip hop artist. You know, spoken word. You know,
I like to keep it real. All right, spoken word artist.
Okay.
You would do that so much better, I think.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just talk.
Is it my hair color? But. Is it because I'm purple or what? What's telling you that I ain't got the flavor of a hip hop artist? Okay. I'm tough skin. Thick skin, whatever it's called. You know, I can handle criticism.
No, it's not criticism. It's more like I hear the gift that you have, and I hear how you relate the gift that you have, and I'm also thinking like we kind of running in the same age group. So I'm thinking as far as cats who would appreciate it more would appreciate it spoken to them as opposed to rap. You just talking the words right now was like perfect for me. I felt every word. So that's just me.
Okay.
I just got one opinion.
I guess Giorgio couldn't tell me that when he met me in person and I first announced that I wanted to be a 50-year-old hip-hop artist that was, you know, on Cool Out Network. So I guess now that time has passed and he's gotten to know my flavor a little bit more, now he's heard my little poem, now, you know, the truth comes out. It's okay, you know, okay. You know, I'll work on, you know, spoken word artist. I can do that.
I think you'd be really good at that. I'm just giving props. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be really good at that. Really, really good at that. So the next time you get on your show, make sure that you know that I'm going to ask you to spit something. Next time I come on your show, because I want to come back. So.
I don't think you might let you come back.
I don't know. We'll just have to see.
Maybe if he puts on
a good showcase on the 3rd, maybe I'll let him come back. We could have an after party. We could talk about what took place at the 19th.
Oh, man.
History of Cool Out Network.
You know what you should even think about doing? Why don't you bring the tape recorder and do some interviews on location with cats that are there for your show?
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you said that because I didn't ask your permission, but I had planned on writing an article anyhow.
Okay.
To put in my newsletter, but that's a thought. I could do that.
You got a little tape recorder, and we give you VIP access to the people that are going to be there, and you can do the on at Cool Out 19 interviews with Lady Flavor for your show.
Okay. We could do that.
That'll be fly.
Yeah.
That'll
just
be
make
fly.
Me just jump out there and, you know, experience all. I'm new. I'm game for new challenges, new experiences. Yeah. I could do that since I'm not going to be a hip-hop artist. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Getting to interviewing people. It's okay.
Come on.
Really okay. You know, I'll be okay tomorrow, you know, when I wake up, you know. It'll be all good. It'll be all good. You know what? I think we should play another track.
Okay. That'd be great. Before you play that track, I wanted to get in edgewise, but I have to tell you how much I really, really appreciate you just playing like almost the whole album like on your show today. I mean, that's unbelievable. I just want to say that I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on and playing all my music. That's great.
Well, I'm not trying to play all your tracks, baby boy, because, you know, we want people to go out and buy it. You know, I don't.
Well, not all of it, but most of it.
I believe in the doing stuff for passion, right? But I also believe that passion deserves some revenue. So, you know, we're just trying to give people a little taste.
I can dig it.
Taste here on the Mosaic Show, because they need to go over there to iTunes and to CD Baby and to, you know, another record store. And, you know, I always say that because, you know, Uncle Guy's my friend, so that's why I have to remember that. But, you know, I just don't believe in giving everything out free. I just don't,
right.
Because you deserve to make some money off of this, you know. So with that said, who should I play?
You should play 3 a.m. featuring the Ark and Eclipse. Ain't the Ark related to
okay. Well,
somebody in the Ark.
Okay.
Say Black. Say Black is Shay, Shay Black is J. Dot. Yeah, that's the Ark.
Huh? Are you, like, confusing me? Oh,
no,
okay, so we doing 3 a.m., the Ark?
Yeah, also featuring Eclipse from the Parker Brothers.
Okay.
So what's your relationship with Jay Black? Is he new family, Lady Flavor?
Huh?
Ain't Shay Black family?
Shay Black is my grandson's father.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's him.
He's my grandson Matthew's father.
Good. He's going to be performing at Cool Out 19 as well, so you... This is a nice track that RC did together, so, yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is 3 a.m.
Tell me you ain't ready, cause I already know. You ain't gotta say a word, it's written all on your face. You want me to lay you down, I know you want me to take. But I've been watching you, watching me for a minute. And I know it's all love, like no one scored in tennis. I see it in your eyes, you wanna spend a night, don't you? You know what I mean, you had a time in your life, won't you?
You're in your eyes, shorty. You can spend the night, shorty. What do we do, just fine?
Okay, so that was the ARC. I just noticed in the chat room that another amazing, amazing man who he's in the chat room as Verbal Ink. That's Eric Moore out of Atlanta, Georgia. So welcome to the chat room, Eric, even though you know you logged in late, so we won't put you on too much blast. You'll have to come back and listen to the archives of this show because I'm really proud of it and proud to have you know, had the opportunity to have Giorgio Brown from Cool Out Network and RC, you know, come on, amazing producer here in Seattle, you know, so maybe RC is going to help me become a spoken word artist like you, Eric Moore, so, you know, watch out, watch out. So we've got 3 minutes left in the show, and so Giorgio and RC, if you want to, you know, get your last plugs in for your projects and, you know, what's taking place next weekend, here's your time.
Okay, who's going first?
Okay, how about
Lady,
say RC, huh?
Okay.
Man, we just spent 2 hours together, man, and the time went by so quick, man. It's my pleasure spending this Sunday morning with y'all, you know. Reminiscing, talking about the town, shedding some light on the cool stuff we got going on here. We got to do this again. For real.
Definitely. So tell them about the CD and where to get it.
Okay, so once again, it's Full Circle. I'm RC the Trackaholic. As Sideways Productions. You can go get more music at sideways.com, C-I-D-E-W-A-Y-Z. I'm going to download my Hood Classics, Volume 1 and Volume 2, and look at some videos. You can get the Full Circle online at iTunes, Amazon.com, and CD Baby. And I think there's going to be some more online stores, but I haven't gotten those notifications yet. Also in Seattle and Bellevue and Ballard as well, you can go to Easy Street Records, you can go to Sonic Boom, you can go to Silver Platters and ARS or another record store in Rainier Valley, and you can pick it up there, catch me in the street, and tackle me and give me $10 and take a CD right there. So either way, you can get the CD, and I hope everybody goes out and gets it. And it's good music. It's radio friendly. My kids actually helped me put it together, so it's kid friendly, and it's really good stuff. Everybody likes it. My parents like it. Kids like it. So I mean, that's what's going on.
Okay, now Mr. Giorgio Brown.
Okay, we only got a minute to go. I'm looking at your little timer here. Thank you very much for having us on show today and for all the support you're giving to the local hip-hop community. We appreciate you. If you don't hear it enough, you're hearing it from me. I definitely appreciate the energy that you give to the scene. Y'all can hear me and RC and the Emerald Street Boys tonight if y'all tune in to KEXP Street Sounds on 90.3 FM with Larry Mizell, and then we're also doing Sounds tonight with John Moore and Cube. So hear more about what we got coming up with Cool Out 19. Me and RC, the Emerald Street Boys, we're going to have Silver in the house, D-Black, you know. And Cool Out 19 next Saturday, April 3rd, at the Crocodile. Advance tickets $10, 19 groups all on one stage. Giorgio Brown Productions produced. It's going to be a nice little historical spot in the town to be that night. Thank you, RC, for musical directoring things. And
it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure.
We got some special in plan for the town, yo. And if you're in your town, you should be at the Crocodile. But if you can't, just tune in to ITVNW.com, and then you can see it right there, right in your living room, right in your spot. So once again, Lady Flavor, thank you very much for giving us this space to let cats know what we all about. Appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too, and I appreciate you, RC. I'm excited about this show today, and trust me, you know me, I'm the big blast lady, so once the show's made available in about 15 minutes, I'll be blasting it out. But I want to thank everybody that came out live and listened to the show, and those that came into the chat room. to those that come back and listen to the archives. I really, really encourage you that to, once the show is made available, and if especially if you're in the Seattle area, to help us, you know, get the word out and have people listen to the show and support what, you know, this amazing man is doing. You know, this isn't about him. You know, this is about you. And that's one thing I think why Giorgio is so loved and respected here in the Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, is because he does genuinely, you know, believe in the artists up here. And this is his way of showing you guys that he believes. I am, again, going to encourage Giorgio to create an online place where people can make donations to his project, because it is very, very deserving. And Flavor News will definitely be making a donation to that, you know, once he makes that available. But again, thank you for everybody, you know, supporting what we do here at Flavor News and through the Mosaic Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back Wednesday for sure with another another segment of the Mosaic Show at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, Tuesday and Thursday, we do the Flossom and Tossum, where you can come and vote on some tracks and tell us whether you like them or you don't like them. That's 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then you know me. I'll throw a show together called Flav in the House at any moment, so just stay tuned for that. And again, go over to www.flavornews.com and check out what we're doing here on Flavor News. But thank you so much for...
I mean, you're going to be broadcasting live in Cool Out 19, right? You're going to be broadcasting live in Cool Out 19, right? You're going to bring a tape recorder and record
it, right? Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Good.
You know what? Actually, you know what? I could actually do a radio show from there, too. We can talk about that.
Yes.
Ooh. That would be hot.
Let's talk about that. That'll be so nice.
Okay. Okay. So this is Lady Flavor from Flavor News and the Mosaic Show, and Giorgio Brown from Cool Out Network, and RC from, how do you say it, RC? What's your company?
Sideways Productions.
Sideways Productions. Saying goodbye and good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lady Flavor.